All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk youth sports during the pandemic. We get a chance to visit with Tab Ballmer, long time involved in the YSF youth sports program, youth football program. It started what year? How many years you've been doing
99.
It? 1999. So if I do my Hampton Elementary School math the right way, that's 21 years?
Actually, isn't it? It's 21 years, but I think this will be my 22nd season.
All right, so let's talk about the dilemma we're in now in, I guess, youth sports. And I know trying to get registrations, things of that nature, that's kind of where you've run into a problem. And I know there are a lot of question marks about sports moving toward the fall. So where are you at in terms of the youth football program here involving Mercer County kids, I think, 3rd through 6th grade?
Correct, and that's we're still the Little Green Dragons. And the 3rd and 4th grade is the Little Eagles. And you can sign up, register at youthsportsfoundation.org. Youth Sports Foundation, just like it sounds, it's out of Muscatine. As soon as you get on the website, the registration tab is dead center of the page. And the thing I want to get across to people, the reason I want to talk to you is, it's 100% refund if whatever the rules are. And I couldn't get really a straight answer on that for like a month and a half, because my worry was I was going to have one rule, we're going to have another, and Jim Miller, the guy, told me, well, you guys come over here and play. I'm like, well, I understand that, but if we can't practice, football's not a sport.
And you're talking about over here, Iowa.
Iowa.
So they're involved. You have teams in Iowa and you have teams in Illinois involved in this YSF league one another.
It's a Mississippi Valley Conference, and it's Orion. Our conference is Orion, Rock Ridge, us, and Muscatine. And between it, that's like 12 teams. You know, some years it's 10, some years it's 14, but right, usually 12 is pretty average. We play 6 games. And I just wanted to make sure that my parents were going to get a full refund if some, you know, we get COVID and boom, they shut us down. So I finally got that, you know, a couple weeks ago. So I opened registrations. I've got enough for a 5th and 6th grade team, but not enough to actually have that team. And I've talked to a ton of people and they're worried, you know, why sign up? We're probably not even going to have a team. And I just want to put it out there that in the last 3 years, I've probably turned down 20 or 25 kids to sign up because they're waiting for the season to start. And once we get 25 kids on a team, I can't put any more kids on one team. And they're like, and the 1 year it was like 10 kids where I could have had a second team, but they make up the schedules in August and July. So I can't add a second team when the schedule's already printed out. So, you know, if you want your kid to play or have a chance to play, because I'm not saying we're going to play. I don't know. And I'm not going to push it either. It's 22nd season. It's my first season to actually have my kid on the team of all these years. Darby played, but she was on 3rd and 4th. You know, Vance played the last 2 years, 3rd and 4th. It's actually going to be on my team.
Yeah.
And it's great.
That's the reason there's this pandemic thing.
Right. Yeah. It's all against me, right? But and I can live without it. I mean, I don't want to put my kid in danger anymore than I want to put any other kid in danger. But I don't want it to not happen because everybody says, well, you know, it's probably not going to happen. So then they don't sign up, and it comes around in August that, you know, by some miracle, you know, everything's going smooth, and then everyone wants to sign their kid up, and I've already told them we don't have a team.
Yeah.
And that would kill me. I mean, I could use the free time. You know,
I see where you're at. So you're at how many kids have registered so far?
11 on 5th and 6th.
So they and when does like the practices normally start for YSF?
Second week of August.
So and then is there a deadline sign up where you'd like the kids to get signed up?
Well, we take kids 2 weeks into the season if they, you know, like kids move, happens all the time. We'll take them anytime we want, but we have to have enough for one team, and one team is like. I've never had less than 17 on a team. We've played some teams that go with like 13 to 14, but that's crazy. I mean, you get one kid who gets hurt, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. I like to have enough kids around, so I can pull kids out. I don't care how good they are. If they're acting up, I want them standing next to me, you know, cause I don't want to send them to the junior high being knuckleheads. You know, I want them, you know, it's fifth and sixth grade football isn't about coaching records or anything like that. it's just a good base, you know. You want to get a kid who's solid. He's got good fundamentals, which is hard to do with tackling now because we barely tackle because, you know, you don't want to get somebody a concussion in practice because then they're out 8 days. And so you just try to send him to the next level with some lingo, good base. I mean, you've been there with Ty. You know, it's not rocket science what we're doing. So the more kids you have at any sport, by the way, you're going to be better, and it's going to help the junior high, you know, all the way to high school. That's the point. And, you know, we went from 92 kids 5 years ago to, I think, 44 the year after. You know, there was, you know, the concussion stuff come out, and people just got nervous, which was fine.
But you were at a decent number last year, right?
Yeah, we were up to over 65 last year. We just kept bumping up, and I had to turn away, you know, 10, 11 kids last year, and which is terrible. And I don't want to do that. I still have parents yelling at me when I see them in places from 15 years ago that I wouldn't let their kid play. I'm like, well, I will take anybody. I don't care. I mean, I play everybody. I mean, which is the rule, you know, you're supposed to play everybody, and I've screwed up and missed kids before. And I still owe Lucas Marston money because, you know, we had 25 kids, 22 starting positions, and somewhere in the mix, I lost a kid who can play every position, quarterback, lineman. I could play him anywhere, and I want him to play because he's one of the better players, and just in the rotation of it, I just got lost. And
yeah, that happens.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's the second time it's ever happened to me, and I still feel terrible. I mean, I made up to him last year. I still feel terrible because Stacy was going to kill me. And, you know, but you know, it's not a perfect thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be kind of fun. You're supposed to learn some stuff.
Yeah.
And
get kids out there. So
yeah.
From a registration standpoint, what's the easiest way for kids to or parents to go about and get their kids signed up
now? This is a third year in a row where it's all online. So you literally go to youth sports with an S, you know, like plural, youthsportsfoundation.org. It says online registration. I think it asks you for your team name or your town. It's your town. So, you know, no matter where you're at, just push Alito. And, bam. I mean, I signed up. I was the first one to sign up with Van, and, you know, it took 5 minutes. It was easy. And a lot of people have signed up. A lot of people are, you know, kind of hemming on it. And, you know, I had several sign up this week, which got us to 11, which was nice. And I want to reiterate this. If we don't have a season, we don't have a season. I can live with that. I could use the free time. But I want to make sure we don't have a season because something shuts us down and we don't just...
Have they given you an indication when you think they'll make a decision or you don't know?
No, they're saying we're playing.
Okay.
Because they're in Iowa.
Yeah. Now, like, I know the Illinois, the IESA, I think today or this week announced they're going to likely make a decision July 29th on whether we're having, you know, junior high sports in Illinois, those IESA sports.
Right.
So kind of the dilemma, though, that we're in, you know, it's interesting from a youth sports situation because you have, because I wanted to get some reaction from you. So you have a daughter that plays ASA softball,
yes.
Right? So you've been at tournaments,
yep,
right?
I've been to three tournaments.
Okay, so, you know, it's so weird because this debate over whether we're going to have sports within the IHSA, and you can drive by these complexes in the Quad City area, both sides of the river, and say, well, what? There's no pandemic going on.
It's, right.
There's sports going on. Now, your observation would be interesting because you have a wife that's autoimmune compromised, right?
Right, yep.
So I just, what is, you know, I just, your reaction of, you know, the threshold for youth sports as it relates to high school sports.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, the first problem I had was, am I going to let Darby play? She wants to play. She just wants to see her friends, right? I mean, she'd been locked up in the house, like, you know.
I think all kids are to that.
Yeah,
point.
She hadn't been to Walmart, you know. She hadn't been anywhere. So, you know, we kind of struggle with that. And Maya is more nervous than I am because I'm the one who goes to the store. I'm the one who, you know, I'm the one who's taking all the chances, which is fine. I'm okay with that. And because I'm looking out for my parents, too. And, well, not my dad. He just does whatever he wants. But then we go to the tournaments, and the first one was in Williamsburg. And it started to lightning and rain, and everybody goes into the pavilion. And we had to pack, like, six teams into this pavilion. And the first thing I'm doing is looking at Darby, and I'm like, put your mask on. I'm like, I have no idea if it will help, but it can't hurt. You know, so, you know, then she wanted to go to, you know, an ice cream place, or she wanted to go to Walmart and stuff like that. And I'm like, I just don't think we're there yet. And then 2 weeks later, we had State and Eldridge. And I said, okay, let's, you know, she's doing such a great job. And just, she's not a problem. You know, she's a great kid. So I'm like, you can go into Walmart. Let's go into Walmart. First time in Walmart. Some guy is screaming
about having to wear a mask.
No, he was saying the guy was too close.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't wearing a mask, but he was screaming at this guy. And I just looked at Darby and I'm like, I'm sorry, man. And she's like, I don't care. I'm like, but, you know, it's crazy. I'm like, I'm like, let's go. So we left and we just went drive through and got some food and went back out to the Ball Diamonds. But I'm like, man, you know, she got another tournament this Sunday and it's in Iowa City. Now I've been shut down with the VA. I can't go because they don't want to see anymore. We're going there for softball. You know, in a perfect world, I would say, hey, you guys go play and I'm going to keep my kid at home. But that's not fair to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's the decisions that we all have parents. And yeah. I know today there was the story, I think, out of one of the St. Louis area about they've traced back basically an outbreak of COVID-19 from these youth.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah.
So, but I just wonder, it's really not it's not a debated issue.
No.
And that's what it's interesting to me when I drove by the Hitman complex the one day and I'm like, I mean, it was just like a regular, you know, pre-COVID tournament where all those parking lots are jam packed and you look at the diamonds and you have all these people there. And I guess just the complete contrast of, well, we can do that,
but
we can't do other stuff.
Right. And I'm torn because here I am trying to promote my football team. At the same time, you know, Darby's team only had 9 kids. So that kind of made my decision for me. Hey, she's going. They need her. You know, nothing will probably happen. You know, she's fine. We'll keep an eye on her. But at the same time, you know, I'm nervous, you know, for my wife, for my parents. I'm nervous that, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be the cause of it by letting Darby do something, because I can easily say no.
Well, and I know there's always the debate on, you know, what is the risk of young people and getting COVID-19 or the impact if they do get it.
Right.
And I'm not a doctor, but there's 8 million PhDs now on Facebook that will tell you it doesn't matter to them. They can go. I mean,
yes,
there's all these arguments.
Yes, I've spoke to them all.
So there's all these arguments over that type of stuff.
Right.
And I guess from your observation, I was just curious. So, like, when you go to these tournaments, you're at?
I'm in the outfield.
But I mean, how many people are social distancing? How many people have masks on? So if you go to an IHSA event, if there's IHSA sports this year, it sounds like you're going to have to social distance if they allow fans.
Right.
And you're probably going to have to wear masks.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're in a school building or a school facility, because the kids have to do it during school.
Yeah.
So how much do you see that when you're at these youth sports tournaments?
Not at all. I mean, really, honestly, I mean, none. I make Darby wear one. I wear one. As soon as they start warming up, you know, she leaves me the mask. She goes about her business. But like when I came in here, I wore a mask. You know, when we go anywhere, it's mask. And then we find out, hey, we got plenty of room. You know, nobody's on top of each other, you know. Because it's real. You got to be realistic at the same time, especially when they're outside. You know, but you know, they get together, attend the games, and you know, they don't high five anymore. They air five the other team from a distance, but then they go out and they get in a big huddle and they talk. The own team does, but I mean, they're in the dugouts together. I mean, I worry more about myself and the other parents than I do about the kids.
Yeah. So, but why do you think we can do that? Now, this is Jim Taylor talking to Tab Ballmer, okay? I'm not talking to you as a school board member,
right?
All right? But I am talking to you as a person that's involved in youth sports. So that you aren't, so just calm down. This isn't Unit 404 speaking that people are listening to this conversation. So, I mean, why is it that you look at this issue now and say, well, we can't. I mean, as it stands now, with the guidelines that are in place, it looks highly questionable whether there's going to be high school sports. Would you? I mean, you would agree.
I 100% agree.
Why is that?
As you
compare that to Youth Sports Foundation, is it just because the IHSA, well, now that they're deferring to Illinois State Board of Education, they're deferring to Illinois Department of Public Health, but the IHSA is an education, tied to an education component of public schools.
Right.
Is that the reason where you think we're at?
I think the big reason, to me, the only reason, is Iowa and Illinois. Iowa has less people in it than, you know, one-third of Chicago. You know, they don't have the concentration of population, so, and they're more willing to sacrifice some of their population for normalcy. And, you know, I agree. Every tournament we've played in has been in Iowa.
But there are youth tournaments that are taking place in Illinois.
Yeah, the Hitman played, a guy I work with, his kid played just this weekend. But when you're talking IHSA, you're talking Illinois. So they're not talking about protecting Aledo. They're talking about protecting Chicago, Springfield, East St. Louis, Peoria. I mean, that's where their problems will come from, right? So they have to worry about their bulk. And I think that's what, you know, if they would stay in the phases or the quadrants, I think we would be okay. But it's not going to be that. It's going to be a blanket decision over everybody.
But I guess I ask you, and this is just me speaking to you,
right,
Tad Ballmer, are you okay with what they're doing here with high school sports in Illinois?
You mean right now?
With the IHSA deferring right now to the Illinois State Board of Education and Illinois Department of Public Health saying, they say they're relying on what, data and science?
Right.
Are you okay with them relying on data and science saying that right now as it stands, these are the guidelines in place, and until we see these numbers improving, this is where we're at? Sorry.
Right. Okay, I get where you're going here, and I'm going to make this 100% clear. I was a high school graduate, and I'm a college graduate. None of those things are in science or microbiology or anything like this. So if the public health department says something, I don't think they're doing it to be evil. I don't think they're doing it from some weird position. I think they're...
Or if the Mayo Clinic posted a video saying wear a mask, or the University of Iowa Hospitals.
Right. Or Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I won't even get into that, but I'll say when the University Hospitals, Iowa City, and Mayo Clinic are posting videos saying wear a mask, I would think most people agree, hey, those are kind of good places to go if you're sick.
Right. And I think the problem is, I think, you know, we've come to this Facebook society, because I know Facebook's already lighting up as they're listening to this. and it's like, look, they're not saying wear a mask or go to prison. They're really saying, even though some of them are saying just wear your mask, they're saying, hey, man, be kind, you know, because a lot of people hate it and wear their mask. A lot of people rail about it, but still wear the mask. But there's people that don't.
Don't try and get in a fist fight with a 19-year-old kid at Casey's that's working part-time telling you to wear a mask.
Right, those poor girls at Walmart. I mean, I can wear my mask for 15 minutes. It's okay. But I completely understand why those guys don't want to do it. But if you go to, like, the South, and it's not working, but those governors who don't want to are saying, hey, I'm not mandating you wear a mask, but I really wish you would. You know, I think if we try more asking, and I don't care if they beg them to, you know, because what I'm afraid of is we're just not going to wear a mask and we're just going to be kind of laissez-faire about it. And that's going to cost us these seasons when, you know, the only chance we have really is, to buckle down and try to keep it. But, you know, I think that's a month over. I think everybody's out. Everybody's, you know, eating at restaurants. And
yeah, but you know, listening to talk. See, we're all at an interesting predicament. You know, I get, because, you know, I want my, I told Scott Petrie last night at the school board meeting, I don't care if my kid that's going to be a fifth grader has to wear a mask 87 days in a row for 24 hours a day, she's going, because she needs the social component.
Absolutely,
of being in school. So I'm going to go in that direction. I'm sending my kids. That's the way it is. I mean, those are the rules in place. That's what the dynamic is of getting kids back in the classroom. I'm doing that for my kids. Now, if you don't feel comfortable, then remote learn. They give you that option. Don't ask and say, well, my kid can't wear a mask or they can't do. They're giving you the option. Then you can't go to. You're gonna remote learn. They're giving you that option. But the predicament we're all in, like, man, I wanna go to the Illinois football opener against Illinois State and sit in the stands. And I know that's not possible.
Right.
But if it was possible, and they said, well, you can go if you want. I don't know if it's a good idea. It's your decision. I think I'd probably go.
Right.
Even though maybe I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, but from your position, it's interesting because if they do have a season in Youth Sports Foundation, YSF football, but you're still kind of on the fence, like, man, I don't know if we should do this. I mean, that's the predicament of do you have a – if they let you have a season, but you're still kind of, man, I don't know if we should
do this. Yeah, because what tears me on it is I could care less. I don't get a coaching record, you know. There's no free TAB stuff. It's just like if I feel like everything's going the right way and we're doing good and – you know, I'm not putting my kids at risk. I want to play. I mean, because it's what I've done for, you know, my whole life, really, if you think about it. And the problem that I'm worried about is if Illinois and Iowa have different rules, we're going by Illinois rules, you know. So then if we can't practice, we can't play, and that's it. But
that's the guidance I don't understand with youth sports as it relates to Illinois. The guidance says you can do youth sports, apparently.
Well, but here's the problem. I can do youth sports, but if the school is not allowing us to use their facilities...
Oh, that's another thing, I guess.
I'm done. You know, I can't...
So that's another thing that they have to... You'll have to get agreement from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big question mark then, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think.
So Iowa's already told me, or Jim at the YSF, you know, just go over here. You can play all your games here. I'm like, well, that's awesome. I appreciate that. But I can't practice, you know, if the rules change.
Yeah,
right now, I can practice. So, you know, I...
Are all well? No, so, but youth sports teams in Illinois then are practicing in Illinois right now. So I guess I don't understand.
They weren't practicing on the school grounds until June 1st.
But even in general, in terms of youth sports falling under the guidelines of the Illinois Department of Public Health, that's allowable to. So when you look at youth sports. And then look at, like, IHSA, interscholastic sports. What I'm getting at, under the auspices of the Illinois Department of Public Health,
right?
I guess I don't understand how the little kids can play 97 games this summer, but if I want to go run cross-country out at Hawthorne Ridge or Oakview Country Club, oh, God, you can't do that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I don't have a clear picture. I wish somebody would elaborate and enumerate to me why youth sports can do it. And there's not even a question about it.
Right.
But interscholastic athletics can't do it. And I think a lot of it boils down to, well, if you sign a waiver and, you know, hold harmless and you're not going to litigate, then you can, you know, you sign this paperwork, then we're good, you can play. I don't know if you can do that at the IHSA level
right.
or what.
Yeah. No, I get that. But say the IHSA says the high school can play, so the school says we can use their facilities and we can have practices. If my friend Wendy from the health department calls me and says, hey, it's a terrible idea, you know, and she lays out something for me, you know, as a reason not to do it, because it's my call, you know, I'm the coordinator, you know, I would trust her, you know, and I would say, guys, I love you. I want to hang out with you.
Oh, I wanted to see a YouTube video fight of you saying, no, I'm not going to believe it. No.
Right. But I mean, that's the position that somebody like me is going to be put into. And me, okay, I would listen to them. There's a lot of people that aren't, about 50%. They're going to say, because I've had people call me from Canton and Farmington asking me if they can sign up on my team because they've already shut them down.
Okay.
They've already said, we're not doing it, North Fulton, areas like that. And I'm like, but you can, but that's a 2-hour drive. You know, do you really want to? I'm like, if your kid only shows up once a week, he ain't playing as much as a kid is here all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean.
So have they indicated, so let's see the season get started. Parents play. Our parents pay the money. This is a question you'll probably get. And you go 2 weeks and they say, well, this ain't working.
Right.
You get full refund then?
They get all but $30.
Okay.
Once the season starts. And we play, you're going to lose $30, which, I mean, that's probably going to cover, you know, rental the equipment, I guess, whatever you want to call it. You're going to lose $30 if we go 2 weeks and COVID shuts us down. I'm assuming, because, I mean, the place will go broke if they give you full refunds.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm sorry, this much, I love those guys at the YSF. I've been with them since day one. And if they lose the football season, just like high school, if we lose the high school football season, we lose all that money for the other sports where they get their jerseys, wrestling, hotel rooms, buses.
And then just the other, you know, organizations that have fundraisers tied around the Friday night football game, you're losing all that.
And that's what's going to happen to YSF. If they lose football, they lose the whole, it's a domino after that. They lose everything. So I don't want that to happen. They're good people, and they've always been good to us, and they take care of us. Our equipment's always new. I can't say enough nice things, and if I don't have a nice thing to say, I call them up, and they take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, or they tell me, just quit being mean, Tab.
So we're at a point where, listen to Mr. Ballmer here, that, you know, with this Youth Sports Foundation football here in Toledo, 3rd through 6th grade, you know, they're looking to get kids signed up, right? So you can sign up through the youthsportsfoundation.org website. And, again, you know, the message here is, if there's going to be a season, you want to have enough for a team. And there's a possibility that the season will get canceled. And if it gets canceled, you get your money back.
100%
so
money
that's
back.
That's where we're at. So if you, you know, and again, you know, you have a person here that's the director here of the Alito program, or we'll call it Mercer County for all kids in Mercer County. I know what he's thinking about with his family and, you know, the fine line he has to balance with an autoimmune compromised wife at home. And, you know, he's going to err on the side of caution and determine, well, is it worth it? Is it worth it to play? And so much changes. We're talking to you on July the 16th. I don't know, tomorrow morning, something drastically.
Oh, just like last night's school board. It's going to change 5 times.
Yeah, you know, that's what Scott Petrie said.
It's just going to happen. But, you know, like if Maya was making the decisions on this stuff in my house and she gives her opinion, there would be no football season. Darby would not be playing softball because, you know, she
and everybody be doing art.
yeah, art coach. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I think
and
we
all have those internal debates.
I think
that's
we need
the way
it.
This,
I think
yeah,
we
that's
need
right.
It.
You have to have conversations about that. And then the other issue of, you know, having your extended family then come to some of these events. You have to factor in all this stuff because grandparents nowadays, they want to come to stuff. And you have to say, well, wait a minute. I don't know if it's a good idea.
They were not allowed at the state tournament. They all came because they're not out policing that.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me, too, is they're not actively policing.
Well,
and
you can't.
Things.
I mean, there's just not, right. It's impossible
they're
to
just,
do it.
They're just asking people to be decent, you know, and just be decent, be nice to each other. And if you can, you know, if you don't feel good, you probably should stay home.
All right. So if anybody has any questions, can they get a hold of you directly?
Absolutely. So, Tab Ballmer on Facebook. That's 90% of it. They're welcome to call me.
What's your number they can call you at?
309.
I'd say don't go to Facebook because you're just going to get into a fight already with somebody.
Well, I mean, I think this is why we enjoy each other, Jim, because I've been in the middle of some things in the city and the school. You know, if I make a vote, I think I come from an educated position, and I'll face the music
well,
of anything
right.
I hear.
And that's a good point because we can talk about a bunch of topics. And I saw somebody post it, you know, especially with these, whoever the school board member is at whatever fill-in-the-blank district, the decisions that they have to make, whether they're, and I'm talking about the back-to-school decision.
Right.
Because, you know, we posted the story Wednesday night about, you know, this is what basically the blueprint of what the district is looking at. And then there's immediately, like, second guessing. And the second guessing is based specifically on that one child at that respective home or the two children at that respective home.
Right.
And not the 1,600 people or 1,600 kids or 1,400 kids that go to
the school,
to the school district. So long story short, there better be 97 names on the ballot in April running for respective school board seats in any town USA school, any town Illinois school district
right.
in Western Illinois. But there won't, because I was sitting at that meeting Wednesday night there, and I'm like, man, I'm glad I'm not here having to make these decisions.
Here's the funny thing. There's a school board opening right now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of
if
people.
If you're asking me, I don't want it.
No.
And, like, I'm not sitting here saying I agree with every decision Unit 404 makes. I'm not, or Sherrard School Board,
absolutely.
Or Rockridge School Board. I'm not. But I'm just saying that I don't want to I mean, I have this massive amount of respect for people that are especially serving in those positions now.
Right. And we have an opening right now. And all those people that were killing us on Facebook last night, it's like, hey, there was a Zoom meeting you could have sat right
in. Well, because the battle is over masks. It's like, well, the district really doesn't have a say
right.
over whether the kids wear masks or not. So just stop it. No, it's the Illinois Department of Public Health, ISPE. Yeah. They're saying you and the governor, they're saying
I'm not a school board member at Rockridge and Sherrard, but we all wound up with the same rules. That's weird.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
That needs to be said too, but, you know, we got off the beaten path a little bit, but there are a lot of issues to, consider here. And let's look at
Orion last night. What happened there? I didn't watch I got a clip. Somebody sent me a clip on YouTube and I was supposed to watch, you know, this 5-minute clip and, you know, it got ugly and people were upset and blah, blah, blah. And, Superintendent Blessman walked up there and started talking about the budget and all the yelling stopped. People walked out and it was an empty room.
And that's the most.
And the budget, I mean, this is all really about the budget.
Yeah, and they had their back to school like plan too last night.
Right.
I always tell everybody too, Ballmer, don't tell me sports don't mean nothing.
Right.
Right. Because the longest school board meeting I ever attended in my life, and it's not even close, was when they were debating when Brian Hutton first coached basketball at Sherrard. It was like a 7-hour meeting that ended. It started at 6 and it got over the next morning,
yep.
like 1:00, yeah. all over a basketball.
Oh, absolutely. Our biggest one's been
like you said, then that overflow crowd, they get in their car and leave.
Yeah, and I get it, but because, you know, I'm a sports guy. I think our young men and women need to play sports.
Well, we're dearly missing that in all extracurricular activities.
Because they're in danger, you know. They're idle hands are the devil's little helper, Grandma Ballmer used to say, and you know that thing keeps them out of trouble, you know, basically. And you know, kids in sports have better grades. You know, kids in sports, you know, have less, I don't know, drug and alcohol problems. I mean, it's across the board.
And just any extracurricular activity in general, you know,
yeah.
whether it be SCOBO or whether it be
band.
Music or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think we all agree to that. And I think once we can get back to that, we'll get away from some of these other just crazy, because we have nothing to talk about other than COVID-19 pandemic and how we get out of it.
I've been listening to the Beastie Boy channel for 3 days on XM radio because I can't take sports talk anymore because it's just I hate LeBron or I love LeBron.
Yeah, that's
There's
right.
There's nothing else on. It's like, man, I missed the draft.
Well, we can get you in smock here and we can do a local angle of either you hate the Olympic Conference or you like the Olympic
right,
Conference.
Right, right. Free the Olympic Conference. I want to make sure I'm loud on that.
All right, Cal, again, the number you can get a hold of Ballmer for if you have any questions about YSF. So get your kids signed up 3rd through 6th grade. If they don't have the season, you're out of you're not out of any of your money. You get it back. So again, they can get a hold of you how?
309-221-1367 1367.
All right, will you please tell Maya hi for me?
I can. She's gonna be excited.
Will you tell her to do some art too?
She was like, "Are you going to see Jim Taylor?"
Yeah.
I was supposed to tell you hello. I forgot.
Her and Hannah Baker with the Calvin work they did.
Yeah.
The Weir Calvin mural at the school was impressive.
Oh, and I just lost my band 2 days ago, and I think a year is.
Yeah.
19th.
Well, their work is awesome. That's the other thing about kids not being in school, not getting to see that. But anyway,
yeah.
Maybe we can do a extended hour interview with her about art sometime.
She had a lot to say about it.
All right.
I don't do it very well.
All right, Mr. Ballmer, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it, man. 22nd season. That's a lot of kids you've been coaching.
Possibly, yeah. 22, yeah. Possibly.
All right.
And my record is 0-0.
All right. Good to see Tab Ballmer joining us on WMJ.
Thanks, man.